All right, welcome back to the Laracast Snippet. Let's get into it. So here's the thing about conferences, at least as it relates to education and learning new things. If you're not careful, it can send you down the wrong path. And here's what I mean by that. For any conference, or really this applies to anything that needs attention or needs clicks or needs eyes or needs ticket sales, for anything like that, you need to offer something new, right? So if I'm running a conference and I want people to come to this conference, well, obviously I need to consider a number of things. But one big element is, will I have these talks that will bring the people in? Will I be able to teach them things that they don't already know? So am I going to show them the next step of the ladder in terms of their career? And the truth is, you see this all over the place, and it makes sense, right? For example, years ago, I was the editor of a site called NetTuts. It was quite possibly the largest web development tutorial site at that time. And I even felt it myself. I would commission articles on specific topics, not because they were the best or they were the best tools, but because this acronym or this subject matter is going to get way more clicks rather than this other subject matter that may not be quite as new, but still fully applicable. And you can see this really across the board in general. For example, think of React, the JavaScript framework from the people at Facebook. Think about how quickly that went from non-existing to more or less the de facto JavaScript framework. Isn't that crazy? I mean, obviously they have the backing of Facebook, which helps, but I don't think that's the main reason why a random John Doe developer suddenly starts to use React. He starts using it because everyone around him is talking about it. And you see, oh, at that conference, they're doing a whole workshop on React. And what about this other conference? Oh, they're showing React too, because React is the hot new thing. And so you got to get people in the seats, so you need to show them what's new or what's different or what's more advanced. And this is why you find conferences, at least some conferences, not all, some are really great, but a lot of conferences, yeah, you're just kind of inundated with acronyms. We're going to show you about DDD and how you can use event sourcing to blah, blah, blah. Listen, there's nothing wrong with those architecture styles or acronyms whatsoever, but you got to be careful in terms of a student from falling into the trap of thinking, oh, well, that's the new thing. That's what I need to focus on. I don't need to focus on the basics. I don't need to focus on the fundamentals and simplicity. No, this new thing, this seems to be what everyone's talking about, so I can't fall behind. I need to learn this new thing as quickly as possible. And yeah, you have to be careful about that. Trust me, I have fallen into this trap more often than not, so I'm speaking from experience here. There is so much value to be had from, at least in our community, being pretty conservative in terms of what new things you take in. Because you know as well as I do, if you're not careful, you are just blinded with new ideas and new approaches and new libraries and new tools, especially in the JavaScript world. It is insane over there. You couldn't possibly keep up. But if we were basing this on magazine articles or conference talks or Smashing Mag articles or anything like that, if we're basing it on that alone, well, we would think, yeah, we have no choice. We got to learn this. But the truth is, in many cases, their motives for promoting that content may not line up with your best interests. So they're showing you this cutting-edge tool or this cutting-edge acronym that your community doesn't know too much about. Maybe less because it's the right approach for you, but more because not many people know it. So we're all curious about what we don't know, so it's going to get your butt in the seat. And I have no proof for this, but my gut instinct tells me that's honestly what it boils down to. And I've seen this myself. For a new tool, if I can cover that tool or promote that tool or have an article about that tool before anyone else, I am now the de facto landing spot when people search Google. And so that means, well, my page clicks go up, which means ultimately banner ads, if I have them. Well, that revenue goes up. My site subscriptions go up. My search ranking goes up. So we have all of these incredible benefits to promoting this brand new tool that very well might not be in the best interest of you. It's in the best interest of me to cover. And that doesn't mean it's the wrong tool. It very well might be that this is the new thing that everyone needs to learn. But more often than not, it's not the case. So that's why I'd say, yeah, for you as a student, and we're all students. I would call myself a student equally as much. But yeah, it's important that we are conservative about what we take in. Be very careful and very thoughtful about how you spend your time. Are you better off learning that new acronym that you don't know about? Or are you better off focusing on your product itself and focusing on simple, clear fundamentals? And that's it. I'm Jeffrey Way, Laracast Snippet. Go over to laracast.com, check it out, go to iTunes and subscribe. If that's something you're willing to do, I will see you later.